Hey, okay, so this might be one of the interesting episodes that I put out because surprisingly, right? And so it's been a very chaotic month, right? And so with the Royalist King CJ podcast, what we've decided to do is release like this episode right here. And so I have to paraphrase this. I'm kind of happy. Right, like I am kind of happy that this is happening now, right? The crew's kind of divided right now, but this is something I was happy to hear about. So, we're gonna talk about Party Next Door in this episode, and so I'm gonna try to put my biases aside, and so there are a few things I must say up front. Welcome to the Royalist King CJ Music Podcast, where we talk about music and all of that. But also, and I was talking about this, and I was talking about this in a group, before I actually decided to release this episode. And so we were talking about this before we released this episode. And so where this thing came in, where Party Next Door released a song. We think, well, I think this is the rollout for Party Next, for PND4, which is PND4 is dropping from all the evidence we have right now. PND4 is dropping April 26, 2024, which is amazing, right? So we assume that the single "Real Woman" is the lead single from PND4. So, with that being said, there's a disclaimer I have to put. So I'll be using the term of real woman. And so I have to explain something, and I know this may piss some people off, and I am fully aware that this might piss some people off, but we're assuming, or I am assuming, I don't think I'll tell you. We're assuming he's talking about a cis woman. And so when I say this, and I don't mean to offend any women that listen to me, it's just it means on this side of. So the word cis has been around for years, but it has different connotations depending on where you look. And so the root word, so we're assuming that's what they mean. And so when PND4 talks about a real woman, as I have to say, I'm a huge fan of PND, so getting this kind of news was kind of shocking to me that we got a real woman. But this for I th and so we have to start off with some. I believe Party Next Door is 6 foot. I believe he's like 6 foot. I believe, right? But now he says, now I'm with a model that's taller than me, which. Could this be the woman that's in in the little shorts and in the video, like the visual, which I think it could be, right? But it's Party Next Door playing on this mysteriousness that comes with Party Next Door, and it's this way that he plays on words and kind of just explains to us what this woman looks like, which. Makes me feel that PND4 is gonna be a love, like kind of like a love. I'm like, we're doing like PND2, and so PND4 is gonna reflect PND2, which I'll talk about that album after we finish this part, after we finish this album, after we finish this song about Real Woman Part Next Door. He is a new single. Okay, so he says the way she looks, she's been eating whole wheat, which. I think this is a reference to, and I could be wrong, but I think this is a reference to people say that whole wheat, or she's being the whole wheat, where I don't know, it's where, because what I hear is. So, the lyric itself is whole wheat, and if it's whole wheat, or it's the whole wheat, Because I think it's the whole, I think it's the whole week when we, like, are listening to the interpretation. The whole week, which just means she looks healthy, which I assume that's what he means. Or she looks... Or she's been eating whole wheat, and he's rhyming it with busy all week, which I think is a clever wordplay. I think that's clever from Part Next Door. But she's been eating whole wheat, which is... Whole wheat is known to make people look bulky in size, because it's a lot of fiber, and... But that's another thing. He says, I've been trying to book her all... I've been checking her book, and she's been booked all week for gigs, which we assume. Which most models... With some research I've done, models make a decent amount of money traveling, or they get free stuff, which I would say watch the Victoria documentary. But so I'll get into all of these like after, but yeah, so and I'm with her girls, and she and her girls, and I ain't got a creep, which I've been wanting to do this. Let me disclaimer out here a lot of times, and especially with guys. I know, I'll say this. I know sometimes that men can come off as creepy, and by like following women, or just when she's with a group of friends, and when they're following her for kind of too long, and I know people are like, well, I'm going that way. But I've kind of talked to a few women. They told me to leave it anonymously. But they did say, you know, there are some situations where they're with their friends and they feel like they're creepy. And he's just saying, I don't have to be creepy. I can be myself. I can introduce. They know who I am. So I ain't got a creep, which is great. But it's a sad statistic when we look at women and the amount of people that they get sexually assaulted by, and that's always on girls or women's minds, and that's kind of in itself a bad thing. But she does whatever she wants. Everything she wants, which I think is just Party Next Door. The belief is he makes millions, right? So she can do whatever she wants. She can do whatever she wants. She can have fun. She can hang out with the girls. She can take trips. All that. She can do whatever she wants. And that's the type of girl you wife. And so this is the thing. And I believe it's rumored that he's married, right? But that's my type. That's the type of girl I'll marry. That's our wife. Which we can understand wife means. And that's the type of girl that I'll give my chains. He says cherry red. I think that's like the cherry bling, or the kind of like cherry colored jewelry that comes with like certain things. It's not cherry, but it's similar to looks. And that in itself, and he references, and it's kind of an ego thing. You can hear it. He says, I'm the type, that's the type of woman, I'm replacing the word with woman. I tell her friends that he can't do it like me, which he's saying, his ex, her ex can't do it like me, right? She can't. And I'm so proud of her being the way she is. She can do whatever she wants, right? Her being with her girls, or being with her friends in general, she can do whatever she wants. And I think that that verse is just straight being honest. And this chorus by Party Next Door is... It's a weird chorus. Like, I think it's okay. It's not the best of Party Next Door. But I spend millions on her. I'll put trends on her, which is, like, trendy outfits, or what's trending in the news right now. Like, the Louis Vuitton bag situation where people were buying Louis Vuittons. And I think this is a weird thing. And talk about it. But he says, I think it's Halle Berry, but he says Hollywood Berry ain't got nothing on her, right? Which is just saying, like, she's extremely beautiful, more beautiful than Halle Berry, which I think it's Halle Berry. I think it's Halle Berry, not Hollywood Berry. But if it's Halle, you know, she's Halle and Halle Berry, which is it's weird because she was at one point the most I think she was a year the most attractive woman. I think it's something like that, right? It's weird. Like, this is listening to this, right? And the second verse from Part Next Door is, she got a boss like me, you know? You put a few hundred on that condo. It's just hearing this from Part Next Door, hearing this kind of hunger. Tomorrow we're hungover and hanging out here, right? It's, ain't nothing made more sense. Now it's 4 a.m., but I'm about to turn the lights down, right? And we can assume what he means by that, right? But it's okay. So let me clear this. So if this is the true date and it's not pushed back by anything, right? Because we're still waiting on albums from OVO. If this is the true date and it's April 26th, which he released when he did when he released The Real Woman. The song in general, I think it's a 7 or a 6. 7.6 out of 10. But this inflection with Party Next Door, and I might be the only person, right? Like, but it's good to hear. But if Real Woman is the leading single, I'm not entirely sure how this rollout is going to go. Because if they're saying, or the belief is that Real Woman, Resentment, or her old friends on this album, which would mean Her Old Friends is probably the leading single. And then this is just the rollout. So we're getting two of the songs before the album actually releases. Which makes me wonder, how long is this album that you can release three singles before the album drops and be confident? Which makes me wonder, who are these features? Because if we're being honest, right, what we've kind of been waiting on, and I wonder if we're going to get a Drake in Part Next Door Part 5, because they did one on Drake album, and they did also one on Party Mobile. So they did Party Mobile, and they did Drake's newest album. Which would be interesting to go on a Party Next Door album and not hear Drake. Given that people believe, or that this evidence shows that that Drake put on Party Next Door. But is he willing to be under that OVO label and not add Drake too? It would be the question. And I don't know, right? So, Bryson Tiller got Drake on his album. And I think, right? And I think if you could band these two fan bases, you will get music. And I wonder if this will happen. If we're able to get a Bryson Tiller, and I'm not saying I've heard any rumors, right? But I assume, because that'll be something I'll really listen to and do in detail. But it's a Bryson Tiller Party Next Door single, right? Since everyone was releasing albums, who would Party Next Door go to for a singing vocal that isn't Drake? And I would assume SZA, Rihanna, which Party Next Door has done. He's brung Rihanna out of retirement for a feature on one of his songs, and we saw in the Party Mobile. So I wonder, is this going to be a Party Next Door where we get PND4, where it's just by himself and a Drake feature on one song? And if that is the case, does he feel confident enough to drop that? Right? Does he have enough faith in that album to drop it in the middle of April? Because my guess would be, I don't think so. However, I have to admit, I didn't see this coming out in April 26th. I had March and April, and I was like, we're halfway through March. She's not dropping it. And so, with April or May being my second and third release dates, what's on this album, Party Next Door? What's on it? I mean, you're showing a lot of music. And I'm going to assume, right? Because we're going to Party Next Door. This is going to be a 10-piece. I wonder, if this is any shorter, I wonder what he's trying to do. Because his PND series is one of his best series that he's ever dropped by far, and one of his best projects by far. So he knows this comes with a lot of scrutiny, right? Because if he doesn't somehow, deliver on PND4, which has been rumored that PND4, this is sounding like a normal PND album. This is sounding traditional PND, where I'm gonna go bar for bar, let's go. I'm gonna bring some vocals in here. I'm gonna bring a few artists, which I'm hoping, because the normal PND album is 10 to 12 songs. And so I'm wondering, because if we get a recognized PND Casado record, right? It's been a while. PND 4 came out in 2016. So I wonder, and I'm not saying he has to, but on all them PNDs, he's had at least one Drake. And so it would kind of break the chain if he didn't. I don't know if PND is going to be extremely experimental, right? If he's not, that's fine. But it's established that his PND series has one Drake single, and if that one Drake single is already recorded and it's members that was on Drake's single, this partner, so I believe it's strong enough to last. To re-release it. And I don't know if it is. I like Members, but it's not a song I'm like, oh, PND really shows us here, right? So, this will be an interesting release. The song is definitely a 6 or 7 out of 10. It's not the best PND I've ever heard. It's not the worst. But this does seem weird for an album rollout. This song seems weird for an album rollout, but this is the cover you put behind that April 26th, and you finally release the album, and it's on the way apparently. But I don't know, and this is a tad bit of criticism, PND. PMD people have been waiting for a while, and I don't mean that in a hostile way. I don't know. Like, this could make or break the PND series. And people wonder why you didn't drop PND before Party Mobile. So you're going to prove people right or prove people wrong? Because if you prove people wrong, I mean, that's going to be pretty common. But I don't know. I'm ready for this album. Like, if this album truly comes out, I'm dropping it for April 26th. And I might even drop it earlier. This might be in, like, a 5 a.m. drop if I can get it. And get everything done to 5 a.m. drop out. It's going to be an hour episode. A 30-minute episode. At the minimum, it's going to be a 30-minute episode. But I think this rollout would be great. I do have some concerns on the single you decided to drop for the introduction of the album. But besides that, I don't really see a problem. I think this rollout would be great. But this has the potential to be one of the best rollouts we've seen. Besides Drake's Fallout album, which we don't know when that's coming. And if he does It's a Boy, you have some potential. Because this could be album of the year worthy, right? But you have to put that effort in, partner, which I don't know if you will. So, we'll see. I know I kind of geeked out. This is probably one of my long episodes, and I geeked out. But Party Next Door, PND 4, April 26th, 2024. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Welcome to the Royalist King C Music Podcast, and I'll see you in the next one.